Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is the peace of Laylatul Qadr. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, who has blessed us with the blessings of the night of power, or Laylatul Qadr. It is He, Allah, who has multiplied in that night the rewards of goodness. And I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one, who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that our Sayyid, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is the slave of Allah and his messenger. May the peace and blessings be upon him and upon whomsoever follows them and him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah says, Ya ayyuha an-nasu ubudu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. O mankind, worship your Lord who created you and those before you, that you may be from the righteous. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O believers. Indeed, Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, is a great bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the goodness and the opportunities we have therein are vast. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referred to it as being full of barakah. For He said, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. Indeed, we sent the Quran down during a night, a blessed night. This is because of what descends therein on the night from barakah, and the great reward and goodness stored therein. For on this night, the angels descend with mercy and peace. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. That the angels and the spirit descend therein by the permission of their Lord for every matter. In other words, they descend from every heaven, and with them will be Jibreel alayhi salam. So they descend unto earth, saying Ameen to the supplication of the people. Every time they meet a believer, man or woman, they convey their salams to them, and this continues until they reach Fajr. For Allah says, Salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr. Peace there is until the emergence of dawn. So brothers and sisters, this night is a night of peace. And peace in itself is a great attribute, for it is one that brings about tranquility, a tranquility that affects all of our spirits. Indeed, peace is the very first thing that the Prophet Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was instructed to engage in paradise after being created. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam, He said to him, Idhab fasallim ala ulaika. He said, go and greet that group of angels. Ulaika nafari min al malaika. That group of angels, فَاسْتَمِعْ, and listen to what they give you as their greeting. And the greeting they give to you and to your offspring. So Adam alayhi salam said to the angels, he went up to them and he said, فَقَالْ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ. Salam alaykum, peace be upon you. فَقَالُوا السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ. And the angels responded by saying, Assalamu alayka wa rahmatullah. May Allah's peace and mercy be upon you. So even in this initial exchange after Sayyidina Adam was created, was this exchange of peace. And what we need to understand, brothers and sisters, is that peace itself is one of the strongest goals that we can hope for. Our goal as we enter, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who enter into paradise, is for that salamun qawlan min rabbir rahim, that peace which is a word that echoes from a Lord who is rabbir rahim, who is merciful and compassionate. So may we make this peace a part of ourselves on Laylatul Qadr. For Laylatul Qadr is a night wherein which such peace spreads across the earth. And it's a means by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings us into this presence of His rahmah. So let us seek to instill this value of peace in our hearts, not just in our personal hearts, but in the hearts of our families. And let us instill it in wider society. This means that on Laylatul Qadr, let us strive. Striving with our dua, our supplication, striving with our salah, our prayer, striving with our birrul walidain, looking after our parents, striving with silatul arham, looking after the relatives, striving in our qira'atul Quran or tilawatul Quran, recitation of the Quran, striving in our sadaqah and our charity, giving zakat and sadaqah for those of us who have to give it, striving in any deeds that help us draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the abwab, the doors by which we can enter into this proximity of salam are many, and the ways by which we can worship Allah are many. And let us bring light and life to this night. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has described, that when the last 10 nights came, he would bring life, bring his nights to life. And this is bringing them to life with worship. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to do that. One reminder to the brothers and sisters who haven't done so is that prior to Eid, we should ensure that we've paid the Zakatul Fitr. And Zakatul Fitr is being said to be the equivalent of one sa'a, which is four double handfuls of the traditional food, grain or fruits that are used in the region. The scholars here have said that this can be paid in its financial equivalent, which comes to about 20 dirhams per person. And so a person who is in the family, the men of the family, are responsible to pay it on behalf of themselves and those in their responsibility. And they should pay it for every single member of the family, whether they be old or young, or it should still be paid. And the cutting point or the last moment by which it should be paid is that it should be paid at the very least before the beginning of Eid Salah. But the ideal thing is to make sure that we paid it at least a day or two in advance to ensure that it can be distributed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to fulfill our obligations. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who benefit on Laylatul Qadr. And may He make us of those who make the most of this month and make the most of that blessed night. I say this and seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.